When you hear the phrase car interior, you probably just think of, I don't know, cup holders or touchscreen
Like
bezels.
leather stitching, ambient lighting, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But when Chevy uses the word cockpit to describe the 2026 Corvette, they're invoking like a fighter pilot's workspace, you
Yeah.
know, where every single switch is a tactical decision.
Oh, absolutely. It implies a highly intentional, function-driven area.
Right. So our mission today in this deep dive is to extract the core implications from this one incredibly concise piece of news. It's just titled Refining the Cockpit, the 2026 Chevrolet Corvette Interior Update.
Short and to the point.
Very. So, okay, let's unpack this because changing the controls on a mid-engine flagship is, well, it's not just a simple cosmetic swap.
No, it really isn't. I mean, it signals a major shift in how the driver and the vehicle physically interact. The facts we have are that the 2026 model year is getting an updated interior paired specifically with revised controls.
Revised
Yeah,
controls.
and that is a highly deliberate choice of words from an automaker.
Well, I have to play devil's advocate here for a second, though, because revised controls is frankly incredibly vague PR speak. So, what does this all mean for you behind the wheel?
That is the big question.
Like, are they actually fixing a specific button layout that frustrated drivers over the last few years? Or is GM simply, you know, moving a few dials around so they can slap a new and improved sticker on the 2026 model to keep it fresh?
Well, what's fascinating here is the engineering reality behind that phrasing. By connecting the updated interior directly to the controls, we can see this isn't just about aesthetics. In automotive design, a mid-cycle refresh of a physical interface is notoriously difficult and, honestly, very expensive.
Wait, really? More expensive than just software update?
Oh, way more. Redesigning hard tooling for buttons and switches requires a massive investment compared to just, pushing an over-the-air update for a screen.
Oh, I see.
So this points to a genuine functional refinement. It's a realization that the tactile feedback or the ergonomics of the current layout could just be tighter.
Yeah, that makes total sense because if you are pulling a hijack corner on a track at 80 miles an hour, you don't exactly have the luxury of looking down to hunt for a drive mode selector.
Right, you'd end up in the grass.
Exactly. Your hand has to find it instinctively through pure muscle memory.
And the resistance of that dial, or the satisfying snap of a paddle shifter, even the exact travel distance of a physical button, those elements dictate millisecond response times.
Wow, down to the millimeter.
Literally. When engineers revise controls, they are studying biomechanics. They want to eliminate any friction between your intention as the driver and the car's mechanical reaction.
So by reducing that cognitive load, the machine starts to feel less like a tool you are operating and more like, I don't know, a direct extension of your nervous system.
Exactly. So instead of just throwing in a larger infotainment screen to appease the tech crowd, they are tightening the physical tactile link between driver and machine.
Right. So to sum up the key takeaway for you listening, the 2026 Corvette is dialing in its driver experience by updating the interior and tweaking its control layout to just refine the overall cockpit.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it reminds us of a crucial philosophy in high-performance sports cars. Moving a crucial switch even half an inch or altering the grip texture on a steering wheel fundamentally alters the driving
It
experience.
changes everything.
It really does. The geometry of a cockpit dictates your posture, your confidence behind the wheel, and ultimately just how connected you feel to the road.
All this fine-tuning makes you wonder, though. As cars get smarter and engineering continues to advance at warp speed, what happens to the concept of the perfect cockpit?
That's a great question to think about.
Right, like, do automakers keep refining these highly customized, complex physical button layouts so you feel exactly like Maverick in an F-18? Or does the entire paradigm eventually shift toward having almost no physical controls at all?
Just letting the car do the work.
Exactly. Where the machine simply anticipates exactly what you need before you even reach for a switch. It definitely leaves you wondering what the steering wheel of the future will actually look like.